Everybody outside, everybody outside, wanna pull up outside all night, no. Everybody high five, everybody wanna smile, everybody wanna lie, that's nice, no. Oh, now you wanna chill, oh, now you wanna build, oh, now you got the bill, that's cool, though. Oh, now you got the gas, oh, now you wanna laugh, oh, now you need a cab, that's cool, though.
All you do is talk, I ain't got shit to say. Can't no one get in my car, I don't even valet.
Long discussions, oh, you my cousin? No, you wasn't.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. You are listening to CJSF Radio 90.1 SFU Burnaby Campus, and this is Free Voices, joining you every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. We volunteer and work on the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territories of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish Nations. We are pleased to offer our acts of service for the betterment of humanity on this great land. I am Celia, I'm one of your hosts, and in the studio is Fahima, another one of our hosts. Lovely to see you.
Thank you. Hello, everyone.
And a special guest, Carnivore.
Hello, hello.
Yes, thank you for being here, Carnivore.
No problem.
So later, also joining us is Skwait Shekluk from Grushkina, BC, also known to many as Lauren Thompson Nicola Valley, and we are looking forward to his words of wisdom as we travel through this show. So to get you started, here's a classical musical piece and a mild hint to our theme today. So we're just gonna be a little mysterious. We're gonna be a little mysterious. So
wonderful.
Enjoy, everyone.
Wow.
I hope everyone else out there felt transported and at the same time coming down from a busy day of classes and everything, or your work day or whatever. That was Edward Agar for Salut d'Amour. So that is our first song. And yeah, I hope that it brought some calm. It's very tender. So now we have a very big topic today, and I'd like to continue to play a little guessing game and continue to be mysterious about the theme to see if you can guess what that theme is. What is it? So I'll give you some hints. Some people are willing to sacrifice their life for it. Prevalent in literature, music, and painting and other arts, often a passionate driving theme and expression about it. Every culture has an implicit and explicit beliefs and rules around this particular topic. The hope and promise of it has arguably won and lost wars. People's greatest joy and greatest wounds and pain often involves it. What is it? Some teasing here, but just give her a chance, give yourself a chance to reflect and think. And I'm going to tease you some more, but here's another song. It's Grand Amore Il Volo by Il Volo, Spanish version.
Cada vez que pienso en ti, en el perfume dulce de tu piel tan pura, es una fuerza inmensa que pinta mi cielo de 2000 colores. No me salen las palabras, pero aquí he venido para confesarte. Ya sin más temores, yo quiero gritarte este grande amor. Amor. Porque cuando pienso solo en ti. Dime porque cuando hablo, solo hablo de ti. Dime porque cuando creo solo en ti. Grande amore. Dime que estás, que mi amor siempre. Dime esta vez.
Hey BC, let's come together and make a real difference with the BC Thanksgiving Food Drive, a province-wide effort to fight hunger and support our neighbors in need. We're teaming up with the Greater Vancouver Food Bank and Share Society. And here's the best part. You can help from anywhere, anytime, with our virtual food drive, happening now through September 20th. For every dollar you donate, we can provide up to $3 worth of food. This helps food banks buy what is most needed and culturally appropriate for our diverse communities. Hunger doesn't take a holiday. It affects individuals, children, and families across BC. Your donation can help fill plates, ease worries, and bring hope to those facing food insecurity. Visit sharesociety.ca/BCTFD and donate today.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to CJSF Radio 90.1 FM, SFU Campus Burnaby, and this is Free Voices, joining you every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. So, what is it? What is the topic of our show today? It was a little bit more obvious in this the last one. But yeah, what is the topic today? It's love. And yes, we have 60 minutes to go the whole span, up, down, across, depth, everything. That's a lot. That's not much time for this big, broad topic. So thinking about the context of it, there's so many different ways to even think of love. Like often we, you know, with all the popular, all the cinema and art and everything, often it's very focused on romantic love or intimate partner love. But, you know, that context, it can be love of yourself, which doesn't necessarily mean that kind of hedonistic type of love, but real deep love and care and compassion for self. It can be for others. You know, broadly, friends, family, neighbors, strangers,
exactly.
Nature. It can be nature. It can be the cosmos. You know, I know some people go, oh, she's getting woo-woo. But I just, I know with meditation for me, I just definitely feel interconnected to everything after a session. So, so love, it can be so differently defined. And then there's so many different cracks and crannies around for the whole discussion. So, maybe you would like to make some initial comments about love. Would you like to comment now or Vahima?
Sure. Is when the subject is fascinating, and as you mentioned it, it's very diverse to the all layers individually, you know, ourselves, private life, and also to the society larger, to the community and the neighbors. You address it all beautifully. Basically, I just look at it, the love. My love starts, you know, from the radio station, the station that we are giving in and receiving. I receive huge impact of the positivity, of the light, of everything you name it is beautiful. Pardon me. And is fascinating. Free voices, free choices, free action. Of course, that free action is coming. I'm addressing to the student to catch their dream. Whatever you dream, have, put the action behind it. And this free voices is focusing on the social justice, inspiration, and empowerment. Love is care, is respect, commitment, trust, honesty, patience, generosity, humanity, and love is the joy.
I love that that last piece especially, but all of what you've said was quite beautiful, and it's just that relationship between love and joy, when it's that really expansive, very powerful type of love, is just, that's I love that you put those two. I love that you put those two together, because you know, sometimes when people think of the, and getting a little bit philosophical here, I think, yes, but when we think of the opposite of love, often mm-hmm. people will automatically go hate. Hate is the opposite of love, mm-hmm. right? It makes sense. Yes. But when we think of it from a nervous system perspective, or what I think of as a nervous system kind of perspective, love is very expansive and boundless. There's a boundlessness. Yes. Not, you know, it might not be shown in movies and stuff quite as much. Whereas the opposite of it is that very constricted state of being fearful, or, you know, and that fearfulness can show up in like mm-hmm. what looks like aggression or hate.
Yes.
But is really underneath all of that hate and stuff is often fear or threat, you know, feeling of threat.
Yes.
And so, you know, it's just very interesting. So I think, and then at the same time, you know, many of us, most of us don't go through life, we'll go through life, and it's almost impossible for anybody to go through life without getting a few wounds, a few love wounds, whether it's our primary, like our very first yes. love, really,
yes.
you know, is our, we're feeling machines when we're born, we're babies, we don't really have a consciousness of self and other, we're all yes. one, we're still all like the air, you know, we're all one.
Exactly.
And, you know, smell, the gaze of mm-hmm. parents or loved ones or family or friends, and their felt sense. They feel the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
They feel the vibe in the room. So if people are really stressed or having a hard time, like children pick it up, and they like babies and children personalize it and make it about them, that the reason why the vibe is mm-hmm. really stressed out and anxious or whatever.
Right.
So I just, where I'm going with that is, with the wound part, is with wounds, we often can become fearful. So we become more defended. We become more strategic. You know, we can.
Yes. It's a bit. That is natural. That it is human being.
Yes. Yes. It's not to shame, or it's not to make, oh, well, if you're that, you're not, yes. you're not evolved or yes. whatever. It's very natural. And at the same time, it can be the thing that ultimately, like, it's good to be careful and nuanced in life.
Yes.
And it can be the very thing that can be the obstacle to very deep and powerful love. So it's an interesting road to navigate.
Absolutely. And yeah. also, the self, the very first step is the self-love.
Yeah, because that's where the security base can...
That's right. We have to accommodate our own soul by the therapist, you know, clean up all the, you know, all the, how can I say it, you know, if we have the bad memory or abusive yeah. behavior, we have approached it, or bad accident, bad yeah. memory, all of this, it can be with the self-love.
Yeah.
We have to just looking in different avenue by the having yes. the therapist to clean up the soul, which is, you know, to make it empty of all the negativity, which yes. is not easy.
It's not easy at all. And so it's not a sign of weakness to have support in that way, for sure. And I love that. And often it can't be erased per se, but it can be alchemized or transformed transformed to become a beacon of, you know, tying into someone's values to be of service in the world,
yes.
but in a way that's not coming from a place of need, but from this expansive love place.
Yes.
So I just, you know,
that's, and love is so huge.
It is huge. And it's, you know, it's like how many stories and songs and artwork have been all, people have gone to great lengths of the earth.
Exactly.
And I would love to hear if you'd like to weigh in any little points or shares.
Love is, love is individual and universal at the same time.
Yes,
you can define it in many different ways.
Yeah.
One thing that came to mind while both of you were speaking was the need for a return to things you love. Because sometimes we get older and we stop doing things we love.
We've been looking at that should list a little too much.
Yeah, in the last few weeks, I've gone and hung out with some friends, and we've started making music. And that has spurred me on to actually create a new musical project that I'll be working on over the fall and winter. Something totally
beautiful.
Different, totally new, and a clean break from what I was doing before. Mm-hmm. But it had... been several years since I've kind of made anything new. And my job here at the station is to be a caretaker of our collection at the same time.
And of us.
Grow. That's just fun. That's just fun. Also, at the same time, to grow our collection of new music. So it's a constant stream of hundreds of albums every month going through and listening to things. And sometimes, I will be honest, at the end of the day, I don't want anything to do with media.
Or people. You need downtime.
And people are like, do you want to put on a record? I'm like, I just put on 80 today. And... and so it had been tough, and also I play music in addition to, you know, listening and living it, but performing music. And over the next few months, I will be working on a piece for performance that's coming up in December, a very cool organ opportunity.
Ooh,
yeah, and we'll talk more about that.
I really
and so these kind of opportunities to return to things I love, and I never stopped loving them. It's just that maybe the motivation or the time or just the drive to do these things, it's super important to rekindle that over time and not forget what you love.
Exactly. You know, I just love that. And my mother, before she had kids, and she had four of us, but before she had kids and before she got married, she was very much into photography and very much into visual arts, of like painting and drawing and any of the visual art stuff. And of course, she got married, and it was an era where, you know, you're waxing the floor and you're doing the hand wash machine and four kids, right? So I don't know why she didn't have any spare time to do her passion or her love in the other ways. She loved and was passionate about us, too, by the way. But and then she, you know, then she was working full time. But when she got a certain big store that no longer exists now, that has she was laid off. She says, I can't believe I was laid off. They shut the whole Vancouver department down. It was the art department, so it was like for the newspapers. So she did the artwork for the models that were advertising different things. And the reason I'm telling you this story is she was devastated when they went, no, it's just a business decision. And she's like, okay, but like, I'm 55 years old, and like, who's gonna want me? Right. So that's the career survival living money side. And she was devastated. But after she got a chance to get her feet underneath and start to look at her finances and kind of rejig, she went back to painting. And we didn't see hardly any of her after that. No, we did. But she just immersed fully. And it was sort of what you're talking about, Carnivore, is that she had this yearning in her heart. She loved her kids. She loved her family, blah, blah. You know, not blah, blah, but you know what I mean.
Yes, exactly.
But she also loved this core artistic expression thing, and she went back to it. And, I love that part of, I keep using the word love today. I really appreciate the passion and love towards some kind of creative expression, or it can be other passions too.
Exactly.
Just so good. So, this is a nice little segment here. Yeah. I think it's time for a little bit of a music break, maybe.
Sounds good.
What's that? I've lost the lineup. What is the lineup?
So we're gonna hear Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now from Starship.
Very good. Oh, this is Squelch's did you hear me? this is Squelch's song, so we'll be hearing from him in a few minutes as well. Okay, so
we can build this dream together, standing strong forever.
This is CJSF Radio, 90.1 FM, SFU Campus Burnaby, and this is Free Voices. And that was a song selected by Squaitch. And Squaitch, we have you on the line. How are you, Squaitch?
I'm doing as well as can be.
As well as
Wonderful.
Can be. Good.
Enjoying the last days of summer.
Yes, it's really coming. You really see it coming to an end, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. So our topic today is a very, very big topic. It's love. Love part one. And we wanted to hear your words on it.
Love. Love is a word that's become tainted over the years, eh? You know, we say, oh, I love McDonald's fries. Oh, I love this sunset here, you know? Mm-hmm. That's, you know, love is actually between us humans, you know? Mm-hmm. It's affection. It's respect. You know,
yeah.
Sure, you can respect the McDonald's fries because it's going to fill your stomach, but...
Even if it doesn't respect you?
Yeah. Yes.
So we've watered it down.
Yeah. And, you know, when I think about it, we call it a feeling. Well, you know... It comes from a feeling, but...